Now you got whereas Hispanics were. All right, now I want you to write what you find up in a beautiful way. So just redo this. So I got what you're meaning. I assume in 1990, the average income for black people was $30,000 yearly, and the average income for Hispanics was $37,000 and $53,000 for whites. Okay. Okay, all right. And this came from NPR in 2009. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and the inflation rate was 1.7 to 2.2% through the year 1999.
From what to what? From
of the dollar.
No. What I'm saying is, an inflation rate, you mean per year?
Well, it inflated from 1.7 to 2.2% through the year of 1999.
Well, okay. When you say through, you got to be giving me a starting point, okay? If you say through, okay? That are you saying inflation rate was between 1.7 and 2.2% per year through 1999, starting when? Go ahead.
Starting at the beginning of 1999.
So are you saying, you see, the inflation rate is going to be a percentage. It's not going to be 1.7 to 2.2. See, I don't quite understand it. Help me understand that the, you know, for example, if the dollar is worth, if a dollar will buy you a dollar worth of goods starting now, and a year from now, a dollar would buy you 50 cents worth of goods, then what was the inflation rate, Tavon?
It was 0.50.
How much?
0.50.
30 what?
No, 0.50.
2050.
No, 0.50.
All right, somebody else. What percent? I asked you a percentage, and percentage, what's 0.50, he said. Is that right? Everybody agree with that? Today, the dollar will buy me a dollar worth of goods. In 6 months from now, that same dollar will buy me 50 cents worth of goods. What has been the inflation rate for this year?
Wouldn't it be negative 50%?
There's no such thing as a negative percentage, is it?
Yes, I thought there is.
Really?
Really? If there's negative numbers, how come it can't be negative percent?
What percent? A negative 50%. That is, the inflation rate wasn't negative at all. Keep coming, y'all. Kamal, what do you think? What's the inflation rate? Ema says she thought it was a negative 50%. Tavon says he thought it was a 0.50%. Safiya, weigh in, sister. I talked to you earlier, Safiya. You didn't respond, so that's why I put you out of the room. I want everybody talking here. If you ain't talking, you can, you know, go and do some studying and do something else. Abdullah, what's your figure? The question is, I'm starting off this year. Right now, I have a dollar, and that dollar will buy me a dollar worth of goods. And 1 year from now, exactly 1 year from now, that dollar will buy me 50 cents worth of goods. What's been the inflation rate?
50%, right?
Very good, 50%. Now, my dollar has, the buying power has deflated, so that might be negative, but the percentage is 50%. So that's been the inflation rate. Now, I say that because, Tavon, you don't have an inflation rate of between this and this for it. I mean, I'd be interested to see how someone would calculate that. Now, I don't mean they could say the inflation rate 1 year was 1.7%, the next year was 2.2%. Or if they're guessing in terms of they don't know exactly, and they're saying the range because they don't know the exact numbers. What does your chart say? But see, everybody, I'm dealing with Tavon's link. The inflation rate 1.7-2.2% through year 1999. Part of what we're breaking down is so that you know how to read this stuff and you know how to ask the questions so it makes some sense. I don't know what through year 1999 it means unless you're saying for the year 1999. So Tavon, you want to take some time to look at that and get clear, or do you know already?
I want to take some time looking.
Okay, let's go to your next bullet. Read it, please.
Okay. In 1999, the income for black people was $30,000, and 6.9 9% of them will make it under 7,000. I got that from the census. In 1960, the inflation rate was 1.46%, and that was 10%.
Okay, now this is part. Let's see how we can do this. In 1999, the average yearly income. I want you to start writing that kind of specificity if that's what you're saying, okay? Because I could also be talking about aggregate income. Who knows what aggregate income is? Put that word in the text chat if you don't know it. Aggregate. Type it fast and give me a guess. What's aggregate? That's good guessing. Good, good. So what would be aggregate? What does aggregate mean? All right. Nobody knows right off. Good. Okay. Look it up then. I mean, I'm talking about 15 seconds. 10. I mean, 14. 13. 12. 10. 9. 8. Don't let somebody do it for you. 8. 7. 6. 5. Very good, Tavon. Very good, Safia. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody, when I ask everybody for a look up like that, that means everybody wants to get at it. Please don't wait for somebody else to do it, because sometimes you find different information that helps the meaning come clearer, okay? All right. Aggregate income is the combined income earned by an entire group of persons. Okay, so in your statement in 1999, income for black people. Do you see what I'm saying? Are you talking about the aggregate, the group of black people? Okay, all of us. If we said the 1999, the income for Tavon's family. Okay. So again, the average yearly income for a black person was, or the income for black people, and then you would indicate if you're talking about aggregate, because you say you have income for black people. Do you see that, Tavon?
Yes.
All right. Your writing needs to be specific as you can, and that's what you're here for, to learn that. So you right now, you're talking about the average yearly income for a black person. Is that correct?
Yes.
Make sure you change that after this. Okay, was $30,000, period. 6.9% of Africans in America were making under $7,000. Make sure you put your dollar sign, okay? All right, that's in 1999. Now you go to 1960, which is interesting, okay? You go back 30 years, right? No, you go back 40 years, 39. The inflation rate was 1.46%. Now, what does that mean when an inflation rate is 1.46%? We go back to my dollar. I got a dollar. And at the end of the year, the inflation rate has been 1.46%. So what does that mean for my dollar? And the buying power of my dollar. How much can I buy?
May you repeat one last?
If you don't say may I repeat it, I will. You may, when you're asking for permission, when you want me to say something, you ask me, will I or can I?
Will you repeat that one more time?
Absolutely. I have a dollar. A year from now, Tavon has calculated that the inflation rate has been 1.46%. How much can I buy? If I was able to buy a dollar right now, a dollar's worth of goods or services with this dollar, inflation rate has been 1.4%. So how much can I buy?
I put a test at about 15 cents.
You mean my dollar will buy 15 cents worth of services?
Yes.
Or has my dollar dying power declined about 15%?
I think it's declined by 15 cents, so it will make it, doing that, 85.
All right, that's all right. Good. Very good. Yes, Tavon.
Abdullah, can you explain how you got that?
Abdullah, Tavon wants you to explain how you got that figure.
You just multiply one times 1 point. You multiply one by 0.146, and then you subtract that from a dollar. So it's like, and the 1.46 represents the 0.146 represents the 1.46%.
Tavon, and all of you, Kanata, Sakili, what's 1% of a dollar?
10 cents.
1 cent.
Not 1 cent.
10 cents.
I got you, Abdullah. Just hold tight, brother. Okay. Sakili, Kanata, 1% of a dollar. That 1 cent? Now, a dollar is out of 100.
1 cent.
Ah, well, nope. That's not right. Or at least Abdullah says it's not right. So is 1% of a dollar 1 cent? Is that right? Okay.
I thought 10% of a dollar would be 10 cents because it's out of 100.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, please do not decide that when you're taking this foundational math class that you know it's a little over your head. Safia says no. Y'all, 1% out of a dollar. Okay, what's 10% of a dollar? Well, defend it. Don't say you thought, you know, let's see. Come on. You know, defend it. Kanata, you know, weigh in, brother. You can't be hanging in the background here. Y'all mathematicians.
Okay. Well, a dollar.
Okay.
Okay, 1%, a dollar is divided into 100 cents, and that means that 1 cent would equal 1% if 100 of those equals a dollar.
Okay, all right, so are y'all, for those people, what's the answer? Is it 1%? Yeah, for those you said 10%, that 1% of a dollar is 10 cents, then defend that, please.
No, I was wrong. I was slipping. It's 1% is 1 cent.
Okay, 1% is 1 cent. Anybody else want to defend that? Okay, nobody's saying that anymore. Okay, so now, so we know if it's 1.46%, so 0.46% is about a half of a percent. Very close. We're just rounding it off right now. So half, what's half a percent of a dollar? Tavon?
It would be half a penny.
What's half a penny?
.05.
All right. So, now you said 5%. Oh, 0.5%. Okay. All right. So my buying power, we're figuring out my buying power, okay, has decreased 1 cent and a half a cent. So is that 15 cents? So how much will my dollar buy? How much has my dollar buying power decreased? Come on.
Come on.
Speak it, son. Speak it. All right. Send a text chat. 1.5 cents. Okay. 1.5 cents. If the inflation rate. All right. So going back to your piece here, in 1960, the inflation rate, and I assume that's per year. Okay, now when you're looking up statistics like that, you want to make sure that you put in the time, the period that you're dealing with, per year, per month, because it can be 1.46 cents per month. Now, if that's the case and it adds it up over 12 months, I mean, then you got a different figure here, okay? Now, let's go, Tavon, we're with this last part after you have 1.46%. Then you got... And 4.8% were making under $7,000. Now, would you please help me make sense of that?
Because the last part I had some trouble with calculating how that would be.
Well, then why you put up there if you can't explain it? You want to just throw some stuff up there?
I was editing it, but I couldn't figure it out, so I left it up there, so I won't.
Nah. If you want to put it up there and put a question mark by it or something like that and try to do it, I mean, where did you get it from? See, if you want to copy it from that place, then copy exactly as they have, and you can put a note like, this is what they said, but I don't understand that, and that can be a note for us discussing in class, and that's really cool, okay? If you put it like this, then I'm taking it as your summary and that you understand it. So I'm going to ignore that until you go and figure it out or else it put exactly what they have. I also don't quite understand why you go back 39 years there. Now, your last bullet, In 1960, now, you're also not using complete sentences. Please start. Subject, verb, you know, object, complement. I assume this is in 1960, the inflation rate was 1% between the years 1960 and 1999.
That's the part that I was saying.
You were confused. I guess you were. Because it's hard for, you know, I don't understand. I didn't do the research. So put in the part. Go and put where you got the information. What is it that they said? And then let's take a look at it. I'm happy to for you to say, here's a site and they have some information, but I don't quite understand it, Bible Kessler. Can we go there and take a look at it? And we can try to figure it out. Please do it like that if there's something that you don't understand, rather than just sticking it up. Okay? Alright. Alright, great. Now, I'm still trying to get a picture of our income versus inflation. You remember, we're on the journey. What is this assignment? Why was the assignment assigned? What are we trying to figure out? Anybody?
The income versus the inflation rate for black people.
And what does that do? Very good. That's exactly. And what is that going to tell us? Or why is that important? Does anybody remember how it came up in the conversation?
Yes. I had asked about the 25 cents. You said that you and me could take 25 cents for a gallon of gas. And I was saying, was it harder for you to make that gas? Was it harder for you to make that change?
Very good. Does everybody remember that? So it spawns, you know, the thing is, well, things go up, but we make more money, so it's a wash. And we're going to search for, is that the case? Is it a wash? All right, Tavon, thanks a lot. You've gotten what you need to do to, so have you been able, through your research, answer the question of, is it a wash? Did the inflation rate outpace our income gaining rate? To answer that question, you got to do some comparison between one period and another period. Let's say 1990-1999, black people's income increased 20%, and the inflation rate went up 2% per year. You add that together, and is that greater? So did our income keep up with the inflation rate or exceed the inflation rate? Okay, that's how you're going to be thinking of it. All right. Who else did some work? Thanks, Tavon. Did some work. I want to start with what you were able to do. Give me your link. Put in the text chat again, please. I know some people put some in the text chat earlier. Let's see here. Nima has one. All right. Nima, show us what you got, sister. Talk to her.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, what I have is I found that in 1985, the median income for black families was around $25,642, which was, in 1985. And the 6.3% of families were making under $5,000, I'm not supposed to say percent. And the inflation rate between 1984 and 1985 was 3.6%. I actually neglected to do the income for 1984, so I could compare and see if the income went up as the inflation did, but I forgot to do that part, so.
Okay. Okay. Then part of what we have to do, all right, is we're in search of understanding this so that we can understand our people's relative buying power now compared to inflation. All right. And I also want us to find where we can get some more statistics, a bit better statistics. 1999, okay, 1985. So we're going to look for some places where we can get some more recent statistics. But also, if you want to compare over a long period of time, that's okay. The other thing that I want you to do in terms of when you're finding information, we want to deal with the like if there's a site, I'm clicking on info, please, all the knowledge you need. where is do they base their distribution of household income? I clicked on that link, Nima. Everybody click on that link, please. Info, please. On Nima's page, where she was able to garner and say that the average income for black people, and again, we're not talking about aggregate for a black person, was $25,600. When you click on Info, please, where does Info, please get their information? Where is this information coming from? Can anybody determine that?
It says that their source is the U.S. Bureau of the Census at the bottom of the screen, right underneath the chart.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I need the link. I don't have it in my text yet.
Coming at you, doctor. All right. All right, so that's going to be important to put and important for you to look for where you're getting, where is the information coming from. Okay. If you're doing, it's okay for quick stuff, but if you're going to, I'm going to ask you to do a report, I want you to kind of corroborate the information from several places. I want y'all to click on that link that says U.S. Census Bureau. That's where we should be right now. All right. Now, this is, particularly Abdullah, I want you to stay with me because this is about the time that you'll be saying that I'm rambling. But I want you to be able to follow the line. We're now following to the U.S. Census Bureau site. All right, we've gotten this information about average income for black people, or for a black person, average yearly income in 85. We got the info, please, and where they reposted it from. And we want to make sure that the information comes from a credible source. Is that right? And if that's the case, now we're looking at U.S. Census Bureau, we'll consider that a credible source for certain things like population and things like that. So everybody should be looking at that. Just so that I know, this question is specifically for Conada. Conada, how a census is taken, how often, and what is a census? Conada.
Every 10 years.
Very good. And what is a census?
Seeing how big the population is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to open up to everybody. That's partly true. What's a census? Anybody? What's your...
The census is they take statistics and they take, they will compare statistics over different subjects, like how many black people live in the community, how much black people make this much money, how many... it doesn't have to be only black people, too. It's everyone. Okay.
All right. Abdullah and Safia, would you find out something quickly? You got 2 minutes. Would you find out when the first census was and what were the major items? What was the first census taken in the United States? When was it taken? And if you can find a link for that. Okay, y'all can either work collaboratively or for 5 minutes, or you can work separately on the same issue. Sakila and Conada, the official enumeration of the population with details of age, sex, occupation, etc., etc. Okay, so do you think there is any information here about more recent information, Tavon and Nima, about black income, the income of black people, both aggregate and average per person, in the U.S. Census.
You mean on this site specifically?
This is the U.S. Census Bureau, census.gov. This is where this stuff is. All right, so here's what's important. Part of what you're learning also is where to find information, how to find credible information. There's a vast thing out there, and search engines are wonderful. Sometimes I want you to just know. Excuse me. I'm going to the U.S. Census Bureau site, and I go from there, or see what they have. Okay. Now, many people break it out in different parts, and that's really fine. The info, please, is cool. But you see that site may have been that particular place you landed may have only focused on a certain year. As it seems like, so just please bookmark this site, please. You want to be able to come here for authoritative information. Okay, interpretation is another thing. All right, now let's just look quickly right here. People and households. We have income. All right, let's click on that. Let's see what we can find. All right, Abdullah has found out some things. So, Abdullah, what you got? First census. Read it out loud, son.
First census was conducted in 1790 by federal marshals. Census takers went door to door and recorded the name of the head of the household and the number of people in each household. Slaves were enumerated.
Now, why did I kick Abdullah out? New students wouldn't know. Thank you, Nima.
Thank you, Nima.
I'm back.
Okay. All right. Now, why did I kick you out?
I don't know.
I see. Tell him, Nima.
Oh, it's supposed to be captives.
Africans in captivity, captive Africans, you know, but you know darn well, I don't even care what you're reading from anybody, Abdullah, we don't play with this, okay, all right, we don't refer to to Africans by their condition. We can say what their condition was, okay, yeah, I kicked you out, you know, I mean, I'll give some of the new folks a break because they're getting used to it, but I ain't giving, you know. So continue reading, please, and read it correctly.
Captives were enumerated, but only 3 out of 5 were counted for appointment. Native Americans, being neither taxed nor considered during appointment, were not counted in the census.
Not appointment. Not appointment. Check that word out.
Apportionment were not counted in the census. Census counted 3.9 million people. Less than half the population of New York City in 2000.
Okay. Very good. The apportionment refers to what? What does apportionment refer to? Anybody? You can guess if you don't know. Why do you take the census? You know, why do folks want to know population and all that stuff like that? I fear that's Kemet. Would you get it? Okay, no problem.
See how much supplies and services you should apply or what you need.
Kamal, you said supplies and services and what else?
Just what you need, what you're dealing with.
So how is what's the relationship between the numbers and supplies and services? Help me out.
You'll see where your status is at. Like putting down roads, like sidewalks for schools, like if you need any more schools, or you can take away that space and use it for something else if you have more or less people.
Okay, I see. So it's for the government to use to apportion money, appropriations. It appropriates money for roads, schools, etc. So it portions up. There's an apportionment. There's a, okay. So let's say everybody, Georgia as a state, people leave Georgia because the politics is just so terrible. And half of the state moves to Ohio. Then that means Ohio will get a greater portion because it has a greater population, right? All right, so that's what they mean by apportionment for that whole purpose of giving up money that's collected based on taxes. Okay? All right, so that's the census piece. Thank you, Nima, for giving us that bounce over there. And please, y'all bookmark. Do y'all know how to create a folder in your bookmarks for like Aya? Do you have in your browser, you have, you know, all right. Kamal, do you know how to do that? Okay, Kamal, no. All right. All right, put that down. Remind me for tech time. Put that down as one thing because you can create a folder in your browser. Create one for the school or create even some for the class and save them in there so that you know how to go back to those sites. And this is one that you want to go to when it comes to population money, etc. And so you should have clicked on that link that says income from that U.S. Gov page. And then there's one that says income inequity. Okay. Okay. Good enough to you, Ron.
I'll still be here, but...
Gotcha. I appreciate it. All right. Let me know when you're fully back. All right. Now, you click now, you should be on income inequity. Everybody's there?
Where is it?
Where is income equity? Is that on the income page?
On the income page to the left, there are quick links.
Do you mean income inequality?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. My bad. Now, I'm not going to... go there right now, but I am going to really have it where, okay, great, let's do one, let's just work it. Tables and figures, please. Under the first one, income inequality, the changing shape of the nation's income distribution. Tables and figures.
We're okay. There.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we can find. Let's just see what you can find. We're only going to do this for like 5 minutes or less. What can you find about black people here? Let's see what we can find. Is there anything here about a race? Or is this about men and women only? All right. So we're going back out of here if this is not... about race, because what we're wanting to look up is we're looking up income inequality by race. And you'll be able to browse there. All right. Mainly what I want you to do is I want you to get comfortable. So part of you can just know for your homework is I want you to see what's the latest information you can find from this site about income. And I don't think they're going to have inflation here, but certainly about income. See what the latest data you can find by race, okay? And if you any other thing you're interested in, that's up to you. But certainly I want you to be able to find that. So put that in as a piece of homework. All right, let's back out of that. So two things from here. You're checking your sources. So when you're finding something, Tavon or anybody that's on the internet, you want to make sure that somebody says our income was such and such thing. You want to say, how do you know that? According to who? Make sure your sources are good sources. Number two, here is a source I want you to bookmark. And number three, I want you to find information here about income of African people in the United States. The most recent with some comparison of our income to other groups, okay, other ethnic groups as they keep it here. All right, let's switch. Safia and Abdullah, direct us with your links for the homework that you were assigned. You ain't got to leave Kamal when I ask for homework. Safia. All right, please make it happen. Do it and send it to me tomorrow? By Friday. All right. Now let's just go into any questions we have here, and we're still in search of this answer. I don't think that we were able to get a good answer. We're searching is looking for an answer to a question. Have we been able to answer the question?
No.
All right, so
we'll all right. Oh, I was going to say that I don't have a link to my homework because every time I tried to post it, I kept getting an error 404 message. I was on Alma this morning, so I still can't post anything to the wiki.
Anytime you have homework and you can't get to the wiki, make sure you email it to your teacher, okay? So then I know, we know that, okay, you've been trying and whatever. Oh, there's that option. You can send it. Also, we want to make sure that you have it ready. For example, if you have the information but you can't post it to the wiki, then you can put it in the text chat right here. You got it? You have the information?
Yeah.
Copy and paste it. Put it in the text chat, sir.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing while he's getting that? Part of the question, this question that we're trying to answer is economically. In order to know that we're doing better off now than when I had to pay 25 cents for a gallon of gas, we got to answer this question, correct? Or is that incorrect? Do we, in order to know if our people are doing better off today than we were when I paid 25 cents a gallon for gas, we have to answer this question. Would you agree with that? So we're in search for that. Because part of you is your, in terms of the economic conundrum, you're here. We want to understand economics, past, present, future, and all that. And we also have to know where we sit, how we're situated in it. We want to have facts and not illusions about that. Okay? So, all right, we're going to know that we just continue in search for that. Now, information about money turning over. This used to be such a hot topic, and Nima, when I got your information, it was hard for me to believe that it wasn't readily available. And but you are absolutely right. It seems to be disappearing. But years ago, it was, people were talking about how many times a dollar turned over in the community. Okay, okay, all right. Okay, I got you. All right, let's go there for a second. Because yours is, dealing with inflation a little bit. Let's go there for a second. Now, I want you to be completely honest. Is this something that you've already read and you're ready to talk to us about what you understand, or is this something that you just found?
Not just found. I just pulled off information. Whenever I do research, I just scan through it and look for information I need. I never really read it.
Okay, but then don't do that anymore. Because the only way you know that you need it, I mean, that's good for a first pass. You look it up, you put it in it, it says, okay. Then your first pass is, this has something for me to look at. Your next pass has to be, is this relevant to the discussion that we're dealing with? Okay? So don't present anything to us that you haven't at least examined and at least you believe is relevant, so that you can say, this is how I think this is relevant to the discussion. Not just because it has a topic or it's on the same topic. Do you understand, Abdullah?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want any more, you just put in the text, you put in the search engine and it just popped up. You got it? So I want you to be able to say, this is the part, and you take us to the part that I thought was relevant to the discussion and the question that we're trying to answer. Other than that, it doesn't count. Okay, so if you haven't read it, have you scanned this to the point that you think that it's relevant and you're ready to tell us why?
It's basically U.S. Bureau.
Wait a minute. You got to answer my question. Okay. All right. So now tell us before you take us reading anything on it, would you please tell us generally what it's about and why you think it's relevant?
It's an inflation. Basically, they're giving inflation figures, and there's an inflation calculator on here, which is, I guess, pretty cool because. When we were doing that whole math thing at the beginning, we could just use that. And, so it's basically just an inflation calculator. So they give, different calculations of each year of what the inflation was. And they even give examples of some inflation rates and stuff like that. They even use your dollar example and they also have a $10 example and stuff like that.
I think it's excellent. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And that standard is how I want you to bring it, okay, that you have examined it and you can say why you think it's relevant. Okay? So how might you direct that we would use this in order to answer the question that we're asking? The Tavon posed with in response to my 25 cents a gallon. Sakila and Kanata, we are still in search of what is the income of Africans in this country and the rate of growth of that income, and we're going to compare that to the growth of inflation. And depending on how this calculator works, we might even get something about how it would work for the whole population, but I don't know. So, Abdullah, lead us, my friend.
That's the link to the actual calculator.
All right. So how could we plug this in? How's this going to help us out? Direct us.
Okay. Yeah, it only goes through 2010, so yeah, it's not, I guess, all the way up to date with.
That's pretty good. That's good enough. But so how would we use it?
So you basically enter in whatever year, like let's say, well, I bought, let's say, I don't know, video games back in the 50s cost this
much. There were no video games.
Okay, well, let's just say, I don't know, let's say a local brand cost this much in the 50s, and then you want to see how much it would cost in 2010, but you would have to know how much it would cost in the 50s, and then you would be like, it gives you the same item will cost this much, and then they give you the rate of inflation change, and they allow you to also print it out.
Okay, so if you use, if it's 1965, okay, and I purchased the item for 25 cents, then in 2010, that same item would cost, all right, so I put in 1965, I put in 25 cents, then in 2010, the same item would cost me $1.73. Inflation, rate of inflation change is how much?
Let me check it real quick. 592.2%.
Okay, so now then we would, if you were looking at the income that I was making in 1965, or the average income for a black person, and then you'd want to look at 2010, and the question is the income 592% difference in terms of the income for our folks? So this is how this may be useful as we find out some of that other information. Some sites may not give you the inflation, but they may give you the annual income. And so you could plug in, okay, in 1985, and then you find in year 2010, the average income is. So, for example, what was presented this morning, NEMA says 25,000, I'm not remembering exactly, either 25,004 and change, and Tavon says by 1999, it was 30. So in a 14-year period, the income had gone up $5,000 over that period. I don't know if that's keeping up or not, but do you see how we would get that? Do you see how we'd be saying, okay, the income grew? Certainly didn't grow anything anywhere close to 592%, but hey, we'll see. Does everybody see how we can use the calculator? Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Make sure you bookmark the inflation calculator. There are several of them around it. Annie Debbie, okay. I see she had on her page. Excellent. Nima, there are a number of them around. We'll look at how to use them in search of. So we're going to put this on the side because, we, you know, this was led by your question in response to it. We're going to get back to the main line, but this is a key. And not but this is a key piece. We always have to understand where our people are and whether we actually are doing better or not. Speaking of that, it's time for an Amos Wilson quote. Well, before I do that, is there any questions about this, any comments about this? Are you ready to move? Kanata and Zakili, did you get my answer to your question that you put in the text chat about what your homework was?
Yes.
All right. Good. All right. Amos N. Wilson, Safia, would you tell? Well, I don't know that. I don't know that they don't know that. Sakili, who is Amos Wilson?
He's a famous African Jegna. He wrote a few books, and he also lectured.
Give me the name of one of his books.
Right. The Psychological Development of the African Child.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Absolutely. That was one of his first ones, if not the first one, Psychological Development of the African Child. All right. While we're on that, Abdullah, give me another book that he wrote.
I don't know him.
You will get to know him. We've been introduced to him here already. His name is Amos N. Wilson. Put it in the text chat, please, Abdullah. Safia. Amos N. Wilson, in addition to the psychological development of the black child.
The falsification of African consciousness.
The falsification of African consciousness. All right, there's another one. Blueprint for Black Power. All right, you'll get to know him. I promise. We've heard from him during this course, correct? Yes, that last book is huge. Good. I'm glad to know it. We'll use it.
Blueprint.
How many who has Blueprint for Black Power?
Me.
All right. Good. You'll find a lot of good statistics in there. A lot of good information about our economic condition as well as our political and psychological condition. Do you remember you had to listen to a piece recently what's the economic reason behind Europeans wanting us to see ourselves as ugly? That was him, Amos N. Wilson. Okay. I'll let you hear a little more about it and more from him, but not right now. I just want to make sure that you, for those of you who have Blueprint for Black Power, we're going to delve into that a little bit, and we'll also hear some more from him. A strain in this course is understanding the connection between psychology and economy, okay? Psychology and economy and how a certain psychology is induced, certain psychological states, because it drives behavior, as in buying behavior, okay? And just by way of review, actually, you know what I want to do? I'm going to split it up, and I'm going to have the new students listen to that piece, again, as a very short piece, and so I'm pulling it up right now. Just pulling it up right now. Okay, anybody who hasn't heard that, this class, please, you can click on that and listen to it. Let me know when you're done. All right, for those of you who, and you can actually even just go down in the classroom right under here, Doing ASA, go down there because I'll know when you finish when you come back. Click on that Doing ASA class, go there, listen to that piece, and be ready to discuss it a bit. All right, I'm going to put Kamal down there with you. When Kamal comes back, let him know what you're supposed to be doing, okay? All right, great. Now, my brothers and sisters, Safi, I really need you to catch up and do this research and do that page to have this down pat. We're going back to Nima, would you put your page, the Nicholas Biddle versus the Andrew Jackson, while she's getting there. Safia, Andrew Jackson was a what president? Was the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or tenth president of the United States?
Yeah, Safia.
Yes, I'm asking Safia. Safia says 16. Is this Andrew Jackson or Andrew Johnson? What's his correct name? And help her out. She says the 16th. I don't think so. Dula and Safi and Nima.
Did you want the page that we were reading from about the economic struggles?
Well, we can start with your essay, and then we also do want us to go to that XAT, page. I think Safi was absent during that time. Okay. So and Safi, the homework was for that. Were you here? Because this was an essay that's due. Safia, were you here when we went over the No, okay, great, all right. So, Nima, would you also get that the other page?
I'm getting it, I have it.
Okay, great, excellent. All right, so I really want us to focus on... okay, Nima, why don't you read your essay out loud, and then we'll focus on this part of depression and how it's caused.
Andrew Jackson's view of the charter of the Second Bank of the United States was, it's not our own citizens only who are to receive the bounty of our government. More than 8 million of the stock of the state are held by foreigners. Is there no danger to our liberty and independence in a bank that is in its nature that in its nature has so little to bind it to our country, controlling our currency, receiving our foes' monies, and holding thousands of our citizens independent would be more formidable and dangerous than a military power of the enemy. If government would confine itself to equal protection and, as heaven does its rains, shower its favor alike on the high and low, the rich and poor, it would be an unqualified blessing. And after forming, there seems to be a wide and unnecessary departure from these just principles. In this quote, he was saying that the citizens weren't getting what they earned, that the government was taking a lot more than they share. Andrew Jackson also says that the United States needs to keep more, if not all of its money, at home instead of lending it out to be held by foreigners. Jackson goes on to state that if a country in control of their money, that if a country is in control of their money and their citizens independent, is more dangerous than military power. He also says that he's seen a deficiency in equal protection of rich and poor.
Yeah, hold on. Good. Let's discuss this. Paragraph right here. You said he is saying that the citizens weren't getting what they earned and that the government was taking a lot more than their share. Tell me, how do you see that?
I believe he's saying it is not our own citizens only who are receiving the bounty of our government.
Okay. Who is that? Okay, great. The bounty of our government. Just a minute. I'm trying to... Because what I'm hearing him... is it not our citizens only who are to receive the bounty of our government? What he's saying here is that... great, thank you. Let's see, let me put in the link here where we are. We're analyzing an essay written... by Nima, and we're in the second paragraph. This quote is saying, is it not our citizens only who are to receive the bounty of our government? What he's doing is setting up the contrast. If the answer to that question is yes, then he says, but 8 million of the stock is held by foreigners. So the bounty of our government would go to others who are not citizens. You with me, Nima?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, that's not what he's quite saying, that the citizens aren't getting what they earned. Okay. Also, that the government is taking a lot more of their share. That's actually not what he's saying. This bank, the second bank, was chartered. Now I'm going to switch up a bit. Abdullah, you were in that class. Who are the people that hold a lot of stock in this bank at this time?
The Rothschilds.
Uh-huh. And others from where? What foreigners are you talking about? From Africa?
Trying to quickly look through my notes. I don't know.
All right. Guess, anybody? Any guesses?
China?
That's great. No, that would be now. Then it was England. It was a good guess. Guessing is always cool. It was then. Yeah, it was the English. Because, you know, if they couldn't control it militarily, they still wanted to maintain control, you understand? All right? And the Revolutionary War, when was it really over? When did the British concede that it was over?
On Independence Day, which was July 4th, 1776.
Really? All right. Let's just do a little quick research on this, because this is a history course as well as economy courses. They got everything to do with making. When was the war, the Revolutionary War between the Patriots, the colonists, and the British? When was that finally over? Give me what you got. Not July
4, 1776.
1783. Very good. Wikipedia will say 1775 to 1783. Okay? Or the American War of Independence. All right. Now, 1776 is the 4th of July is when was declared Independence Day. Okay? The little bit later on, the South was to declare in their own independence as well, right? So, is declaring your independence mean you're independent?
No.
No.
No. So, independence was declared, and what followed that declaration of independence?
The war.
That's right. It's like, wait. No, we don't. We want those resources, Britain said. We want to keep those resources. Independent my foot, okay? Just because you want to be independent, I got too much invested in America. So that's why the war was fought. Well, you know, why didn't the South wasn't allowed to say, why weren't they just, they said, okay, we're independent. We don't want to be a part of the United States anymore. We got our own capital and our own president, our own whatever. You know, why ain't folks say, well, fine, it's your business. You don't want to be a part of the United States? Forget you.
Because the rest of the United States
is
relying on
itself
for certain resources.
Say a little bit louder, son, please.
Because the rest of the United States is relying on itself for certain resources and time.
Okay. So they didn't want to give up those resources. All right. All right. So they then said, all right, we're going to fight. All right. Just wanted you to get a bead on that, you know, declaring independence is important, but it certainly is not the end of the game. And whenever there's a declaration of independence, usually what follows is some kind of struggle of some sort. All right, so now, so we got 1783. So folks were figuring out how they could maintain some of the control and keep getting some of the money. And so when did this charter, the second bank, come? When was this charter of the second bank? Dula, would you put the link back in? Because we're going to go back and forth between that. I haven't forgotten you, Nima. We're going to come back to you. All right? I want y'all to be able to hang tough, take good notes, and, you know, you may have to draw lines on your paper.
Wasn't it 1832 was when that...
Okay, so I don't know. You know, you're an expert. You did a report on it. Nima, I don't see any date at all on your paper. Yes, I do. I says 1836 is when Nicholas Biddle caused this depression. While I'm waiting for the date when the second bank was chartered. Then I also want to know, Nima, you also have 1832, Andrew Jackson withdrew the government's deposit from the second bank. That's good. Okay, so we got 32, Tavon, so you got some corroboration there.
It was 1816, 5 years after the first bank of the United States lost its own charter.
Okay, so 1816. So there was a first bank of the United States, and it lost its charter. And we may check that out. Next, and then you got the second bank that was chartered, and and a whole lot of other folks had stock in it. So your first line, let's go back to the first line, and just want to make sure you understand that the folks from England were trying to maintain control, and if they could control the money, then they would, and you know, would be able to benefit, even though the country was independent. Okay, I want you to understand. So if the country declares independence, it's not going to be paying taxes. So here's another way to maintain control and get money that's produced by the colonists, and of course produced by Africans for the colonists that we didn't get a benefit from, and then that money would continue to benefit Britain. Y'all follow the line. Either Ine or Debbie, y'all following the line.
We follow you.
All right, good. Now, so question. How was Nicholas Biddle able to cause a depression? Did he do it all by himself? Nima, I'm reading.
No. The he called in all the loans, and he refused to issue more loans. And that's how he caused.
Okay. All right. And so, what was his position?
You mean like I'm not sure. Like ranking in the bank system?
Well, you have it in your article right here. He was head of the second bank, okay? All right. So I just want you to be clear, Nima, when you talk about foreigners, that you know which foreigners you're talking about, that you changed your conclusions that the government was taking more than a share, because that's not what he was talking about. That's not evident in his quote right here. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but that's not what was evident there. So you're clear about that. All right. Now, let's what we're going to keep doing is following this fight over six times. This is what was in The Secret of Oz. Kamau and Sakili Kanata, the two videos that you get or you can watch this weekend are Money is Debt and The Secret of Oz. You got that?
Got it.
Yes.
All right, cause so you'll make sure you come with questions and those things, and I'll be able to see about your classmates answering your questions, and that'll be a way for me to assess their understanding of it. Okay. Now let's follow the link. Next link on that page, the one that says ZAT, ZAT, usury. Yes, they're on YouTube. One is called Money as Debt, DEBT, and the other is The Secret of Oz. Now, what your assignment is not just to view them, but to take notes. So there will be a page. I'm going to show you how to do a wiki page so that you can, all your work is visible to other students. But you can do it in a Word document first or any other document. As you're viewing them, you know, stop it every 5 or 10 minutes. Take notes and also write down questions. Also from those two, generate a vocabulary list so that you understand, you know, you can look it up and or come to class and make sure that we're clear. Okay, because some of the stuff that we're doing now is reviewing is we were introduced then, like the banks causing a depression. We just now are getting some historical information to see the date, the second bank, who they were, where the money went, and who was the primary actor, Nicholas Biddle, in terms of making this happen. For how many of you was it news that banks can cause a depression as opposed to the depressions just happen? Did you know before that banks can cause or do cause depressions?
No, I
didn't. All right. So you got this takeaway right now. And this depression was caused, just so before we leave it and go to Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War, why did he cause this depression? Or the bankers, why did... Come on.
The bankers caused the depression because they wanted control over the economy because Andrew Jackson wanted to... He was pulling out the funds out of the bank because he didn't want them to have control over it.
All right. So it's a matter of control, profit, money. Who's responsible for the depression we're in now? Anybody can answer this question. Who is responsible? Most housing that black people live in, they're 50 to 75% underwater. Okay? There's no such thing as the money system. Just like, you know, Nicholas Biddle was the person who threatened that's interesting. What part of the government means, you know, okay. Now, what you want you to just draw a correlation here is the banks then threatened a depression. So if Andrew Jackson tried to snatch some of their control from the money supply, the depression that we're in now, officially this is called in magazines and articles, the Great Recession. In all capitals, just as the 1932 depression is called the Great Depression. Okay, type it in all capitals, Great Recession, because that's how you'll see it, and when you're referring to it, that's what they say officially. And that means prices are up, that's inflation is way up, that means jobs are way down, as y'all said last time. The jobless rate the housing drop, that is the value of a house. Okay. Some of you are buying a house, and all of you by now have been introduced to Mama Fia's class, and you're buying a house. Put your housing value in the text chat, please. The house that you chose to buy, put in the text chat. All right? And Abdullah, you're not in that class, but put a housing value. Imagine the house that you're going to buy once you get your basketball contract. Put the housing value in there. Come on. Safia, put the housing value in there. Put the value of your dream house. Come on, folks. All right, going to the next step. Still a house. Okay. All right, so you got a loan on it. Now, imagine Sakili and Kanata and Kamau, you can imagine, just say that you've grown up now and you graduated from college and you got your business is working well, or you have a job that you like and you're making good money, and you go to buy a house. Put in the price of the house that you would buy. Everybody's in this game. All right. I'm going to keep going while I wait for y'all to put a housing there. Okay. Great, Sakili. All right. So $500,000. All right. So that means you have taken out a loan for $500,000, and you're paying your mortgagees back a monthly fee, okay, of $2,000 a month, okay, or thereabouts, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, okay? Now, let's say the banks decide that they're going to cause a depression. One of the things that's going to go down is the value of the house. So let's assume when you bought a $500,000 house or Tavon, a $745,000 house, $100,000 house, let's assume that the housing value, the house was worth what you, the loan you got. So it was really worth $500,000 or worth $250,000. And then there was a depression caused by the banks, and your housing value went down 25%. How much is your house worth now? Do the math, everybody. What's your house worth now? Your house, the housing values went down 25%. $25. I know when you put $100 in there, you weren't talking about $100 house. You must have been talking about $100,000 house.
I'm going to get a messed up house, and now I'm going to fix it later.
You can't buy a messed up house for $100, baby. I'm sorry. You can't buy an iPod for $100. Okay, I'm sorry. For this purposes, let's assume it's you've got to put a figure that's a little bit so you can get one. Okay, so all right, Abdullah, how much is your house worth now? Housing values have dropped down 25%. I understand. 12:15, we're ending. Just give me a second.
I'm doing it now.
Tafia, what you got?
It's worth $125,000.
Okay, so you're all right. So if you lost 25% of the value of your house, that's what happened during the Great Depression. Housing values went down 25%. Okay. The current housing values have, I'm talking about national average housing values, have gone down past that. They're 26-27%. Past the what they were, plummeting past the what they were in the Great Depression. Okay. And in the black communities, most black communities around the country, the housing values have dropped 50-75%. 50-70%. Okay. So if you bought a house for $250,000, 50%. Now, that's what it's valued at. I mean, that's what you can sell it for now. It's 50% less. But guess how much you owe on it, Nima? How much do you owe on that $25,000 house?
The full amount.
Full amount. So you owe more on the house than the house is worth. That's a depression. Okay. So in our community, we are in a depression. Okay. We're in worse than a depression. They called it a depression when it was 25%. Okay, we're in worse than that. All right, here's a homework assignment for you. I want you to do some analysis of the current economic crisis. I want you to write a let me see, Kamal and Abdullah and Safia, I want y'all to write a 4-page paper with sources on the current economic crisis generally and specifically as it affects black people. Minimum 4 pages, single space. Okay, that's due on Monday, okay, or Sunday night, actually. I'd like to see that. And that's, what is this, the economic crisis, okay, and its effect on our people. So I expect you to know some general statistics about the country, all right, about this economic crisis that we are in, okay. 4 pages, single space. That's, type this to people in the text chat so everybody's clear. That's Kamal, that's Abdullah, that's Safia. Okay. Now, the Nima, Tavon, excuse me, also Sakili is also in that group. So that's, so Kamal, Sakili, Safia, and Abdullah. That leaves Tavon, Allende, who's not here, and Konata. I want you two to focus on one part of that how that crisis, and that is the housing crisis. Just two parts: housing crisis and the income, housing and income of the of that crisis. It's the current economic crisis as it relates to the black community, and I want a minimum of 2 pages, single space.
Did you say 4 pages for us or a full page?
I said 4 full pages, single space, 12-point type max. It can be smaller than that. Max 12-point type. And if you use pictures, then it's going to go over 4 pages because I want 4 pages of research and information in your words. If you put photographs in it, that's fine in your report. It just means it's going to be greater than 4 pages. If you use long quotes by other folks, that means it's more than 4 pages. Okay? I want your sources, each one of your papers. I want your good sources. I want you to indicate what your sources are. And I want it well written. All right. And what we're in search of there is we're in 1832, and Nicholas Biddle and the banks caused this depression. And we're going forward now to look at the current depression that we're in our community and getting clear about it as we understand this economic conundrum. All right, folks, I kept you over time. It's 6 minutes over. Thank you so much for staying. That means you got 6 minutes on the other side, so you can take your full lunch. Have a good day. And I want us to start next class with the homework that you've done.